riding along in my automobile. My baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone listening to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app. Go to the Apple Google Store, download our app. Get good reception. Take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. And I'll tell you something. There's something odd about radio waves. If you're getting this signal right now on AM, if you're getting it on AM, 1580 AM, the FCC requires AM stations to power down after dark. During the dark winter months, you are going to have less of a signal. Definitely download the app if you can, unless you live real close to the broadcast. And even if it's 92.7 FM, the same thing. You'll get real good reception with much greater range if you download it. And while you're at it, click on the link. It says support Devil Radio. We appreciate it. We put that up because you asked for it. You know that there are more than 80 broadcasts going out every day. Every day, pushing Trump, pushing the big lie, attacking our democracy, saying there's something wrong with our elections, lying about it. And this station is the strongest voice, the most aggressive voice, and the least polite voice in fighting that. So thank you very much for all your help. If you're on the lines, hang on. We're going to go to a topic, and then I will get you. Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake is a gubernatorial candidate in Arizona on the Republican side. She's a TV anchor for the Fox affiliate down there. Attractive woman. She sort of reminds me of Kristi Noem, Kim Reynolds, and Rebecca Clayfish. It, you know, gives you the willies, quite frankly. She recently made an appearance with QAnon people, thanked a Nazi sympathizer for his support. One guy really blew me away, a guy named Ethan Schmidt Crockett. He's the founder of the Anti-Maskers Club. He's a guy who harassed a store that sold wigs for cancer patients because it required masks to enter. Are you kidding me? For cancer patients, they require a mask? That's a bad thing. What is he, nuts? And she's called to be for the imprisonment of the Democratic Secretary of State who's running against her. She's supported by Paul Gosar, who's bad news, Mike Flynn, and MyPillow Mike Lindell. It tells you all you want to know. Gail should not be elected. Governor, going to the lines. Cassandra Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Cassandra?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know what? I'm glad you mentioned something about the infrastructure bill that I had not realized, and that is that the workers have to be paid at union wages, or is it that they have to, or their workers can't be discriminated against in terms of awarding the contract if they are part of the union? Which one is it? Or is it both?
No, it's both. Here's the deal. Under what the Democrats have proposed and passed, and the Senate has too, workers are fully protected. So remember, to rebuild all the roads, airports, bridges, and water systems in this country is a big deal. It is going to hire, give employment to hundreds of thousands, maybe more, of carpenters, machinists, laborers, sheet metal workers, plumbers, electricians, everybody. Those unions are all integrated. They're all integrated. In fact, there are a number of African-American leaders of some of those unions, and they paid union wages, union scale, with union benefits. And so, yes, and if somebody is non-union by himself and somehow gets a job somewhere because there aren't enough union people, he'll be paid union wages, or she. Now, here's the deal, Cassandra, that bothers me. If we keep fooling around on this, you know, why not just grab that because it's already passed the Senate and then keep fighting on the other? If we don't, if this thing drags on for another year and Kevin McCarthy, God forbid, becomes speaker, you know, next year, what happens if what happened in Virginia and in New Jersey happens nationwide and he becomes speaker? Remember something, at that point, this even the hard infrastructure will not have passed the House. He'll amend it and he'll say, okay, we'll pass the House, but they don't like prevailing wage. They do not like unions. They are right to work. You know that. And so he'll say, okay,
Okay,
but we're going to have
Matt.
no requirement for these contracts, which are coming from the federal government, for union wages. And in fact, we're going to offer wages that, you know, fit in with the non-union parts of the community. And the other thing they're going to do is they are going to start onesies and twosies, in my opinion, repairing roads and bridges and so forth in the redder states. They already do it with hurricane aid until there was a coalition in the Senate and the House that stopped that. There's a lot of mischief coming up, Cassandra. Why not just nail it down? Nail it down right now.
You know, Matt, you know what? The point that a lot of people aren't getting, I'm an African-American female, and when you talked and when you made the connection to unions, it really clicked for me, because that's something that I had overlooked. And I'm sure this is something you already know, but from the 1970s until today, the unionization rates for black males have cratered, and it is one of the reasons many researchers cite for the black-white inequality gap. Black males who belong to a union and who are married, those households are more financially secure because of their union membership. And this really irks me that Pramila Jayapal, the progressives, and I'm also not feeling very kindly towards the Congressional Black Caucus for not being very vocal and telling some of the white progressives that black family households, they need this bill in order to become financially stable. So, thank you for that information and re-explaining that. That is another key why that bill should move forward and pass. All right, you have a good day.
Yeah, thank you, Cassandra. I agree. And, you know, that's a very profound insight on African-American membership in labor unions, because, you know, that after the, even before the Civil Rights Acts of the 60s and John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson, labor unions were one of the few elements in the Democratic Party that stood up for civil rights. And as you go forward, there are a number of African-American union leaders. Now, you're right that membership has fallen, but membership has fallen in all unions. I mean, the sad thing is, at one time, unionization in the 50s and 60s, they would determine who the Democratic nominee was. By now, it's down, I think, to 10% or something, and it's very low, and it's low everywhere. However, I know a lot of guys, I'm a Milwaukee guy, I know a lot of guys here in the unions, elder gentlemen who are retired, Ollie Thompson and others, who are lifelong union members, African-American people. Remember A.O. Smith and some of the big, you know, Alice Chalmers, and they had 40-year careers at excellent wages. I mean, a lot of these people, you know, they own their own home, they own a vacation home or a camper or something, and they were secure precisely because of the unions. If you do not have a union and you're trying to get along and be financially secure, you better know computers, you better have a higher level of education, and if you're fighting a tailwind of racism, that's very, very, or a headwind, that's very tough. So I think what Pramila Jayapal and these people are overlooking here is that if you create hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of union pay jobs, you know, especially under Joe Biden and under our laws, there's not going to be discrimination. And the fact of the matter is, you are going to have hundreds of thousands of African-American men and women making good union wages for a long time. That itself is a bedrock of financial solidity. And you know, something else that just blew me away in the Virginia vote and in the New Jersey vote, yes, there's evidence that rural America had started to split even more away from the Democratic Party. But you know, the Democratic vote in African-American areas went down a little bit, not as much as elsewhere, but it went down. The truth of the matter is, there are a lot of people in this country. Yes, they've been discriminated against. Yes, they're trying to be financially solid. But a lot of real progressives, I mean, the sort of the hardcore doctrinaire progressives, are overlooking the fact that we have to make people financially sound. And you make them financially sound by putting them to work. So if you can employ that many people at union jobs, you know, union carpenters, union plumbers, union electricians, laborers, sheet metal workers. They're all over the place. They're great. That's what we should do. And, you know, these are our friends and everything, but I would simply say to the Progressive Caucus, why do you have to have a separate caucus in our party? We're the Democratic Party. You know, we're the party of Franklin Roosevelt and John Kennedy, and we're the party of Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. You know, what, how far left of that do you really think you want to go? I mean, as a matter of fact, what they're saying is sort of like a European type socialism. They say they're democratic socialists. I'm not sure this country is ready for that. What they are ready for are union wages. That's what they're ready for. I'm with you 100%. Thank you very, very much for calling in, Cassandra. Good to hear from you, and hope you call in again. I want to get back to Arizona. This gal, Carrie Lake, is bad news. You know, you are going to have an election down there between Carrie Lake, who just openly associates with QAnon and openly associates with at least one Nazi sympathizer and openly associates with his nut, the head of the Anti-Maskers Club, who harassed a wig store that sold wigs for cancer patients. These weren't theater wigs. It was a wig store. It was a wig store. Well, if you have a wig store for cancer patients, you know something? You want to wear a mask because there are cancer patients going in there. They're compromised. What an idiot. And she's running against the Democratic Secretary of State, a woman who is excellent. She's just excellent. And it's not that Carrie Lake says, I'm a Republican, she's a Democrat, I'm running against her. No. What it is it's put her in jail, lock her up, just like Trump said about Hillary Clinton. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of, if anybody should be locked up, it's Trump. But I'm tired of their just say, oh, well, you know, there's a woman running against me, lock her up. Always a woman, always a woman. And the Secretary of State is the one that stood up for the election. And she's terrific. She's absolutely terrific. And she supported this gal, Carrie Lake, by Paul Gosar, Mike Flynn, and Mike Lindell. Are you kidding me? The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. We're going to a break. I will get back to you in order. Do not hang up. I want to hear your comments. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.